plan to tie government spending increases to average personal income gains basically ran out of steam and time. Lawmakers needed to approve it this week for it to have any chance of going to voters next year. Now, the earliest it can go on state ballots is 2007. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer called senators back to the Capitol this week in hopes of passing the constitutional amendment, but she couldn't sway enough of them to support the proposal. The West Bend Republican says she's disappointed, but she'll propose it again next year.
We will continue to work on a taxpayer's bill of rights. We will continue to work on budgeting that makes sense for the taxpayers of the state. And we will continue to work to put Wisconsin's fiscal house in order.
The proposal will need some work to get other lawmakers on board. Democrats have roundly criticized the plan, saying the drastic budget cuts it would prompt endanger the public's health and safety. Local officials argue it wrongly takes away local control of bodies like county government or school boards. Mayors say state-imposed spending limits might keep some cities from performing simple services, like unexpected extra snow plowing during a harsh winter. Some fiscal conservatives contend this taxpayer's Bill of Rights was too weak, that a final plan needs to do much more to rein in government spending. And even at a press conference pledging support for Majority Leader Panzer, GOP Senator Ron Brown of Eau Claire said he wouldn't have voted for this plan. Brown says he heard several potential problems with it at a public hearing Tuesday.
And I think the hearing exemplifies exactly why I believe it should have some time to cook before we actually go to the floor and vote on it. There were a number of issues and concerns that were brought up in the public hearing that are not unresolvable but certainly need to be addressed and dealt with.
Whether Republicans' failed effort has any political fallout could be known as early as September. Majority Leader Panzer is being challenged in her upcoming Senate primary by GOP Assemblyman Glenn Grothman. Grothman and other conservatives in the party complain that Panzer is too moderate. They've pointed to the Senate's failure to pass a taxpayer's Bill of Rights. The situation has left Republican leadership shifting blame. Panzer says Assembly Speaker John Gard needed to be more active in getting this passed this week. Gard says Panzer should have called it for a vote months ago. Assembly Democratic Assistant Minority Leader John Richards says the situation leaves his party in a good spot.
I think it helps us. It shows the Republicans are unable to govern. For the Senate Republicans with Mary Panzer, it shows she's got some major issues inside of her own caucus on something that was so important she couldn't get things done.
Lawmakers likely won't be back in session until the first of next year. In the meantime, one GOP senator said they'd be out actively campaigning for a taxpayer's Bill of Rights. And should Panzer be reelected, the veteran lawmaker says a plan to curb property taxes and limit government spending will be her first priority. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.